great practice today. Let's go.
Oh, that's it.
Great people.
From Quest Diagnostics Training Center, just outside MetLife Stadium, this is Giants Training Camp Live. It's fueled by Hess. A preview of the Giants and their training camp continues for the next half hour. Hi, everybody. Welcome aboard. I'm Mike Crispino. Good day for the Giants today. A lot of high energy. Temperatures got up near 90, so it felt like training camp. Actually, the final official day of training camp today. So a lot of good things to talk about. We'll be talking about Kevin Hardy. Jarrell Jernigan had good days. Terrell Thomas looked good, too. But first, not all the news is good. We look at the injury report currently for the New York Giants. Players who did not participate in practice today along the offensive line, David Deal, David Boss, Victor Cruz, still walking around on crutches. Antrel Roll iced up for that ankle. Demontre Moore did not practice. Corey Webster as well, the groin and knee. So a number of issues for the Giants with players who could not get on the field today. A couple of wide receivers, Lewis Murphy Jr., Ramses Barden, Adrian Tracy as well. Jason Pierre-Paul still coming back from offseason back surgery. Marcus Kuhn, Henry Hynoski, all making progress but not able to practice yet. So as we bring in Sean O'Hare, our three-time Pro Bowler, former Giant, we talk about this issue of injuries in training camp. No more double sessions, one practice a day, yet the Giants have some nicks and bruises which are keeping guys off the field. Which one of those would you say could be an issue headed toward the regular season?
Yeah, Mike, I mean, injuries like this, and especially in training camp with the limited reps like you're talking about, it's frustrating for the players and it's frustrating for the coaches. So I really think, you know, for Giants fans, the one thing that you have to be looking at it is Victor Cruz, because we know the big play capability that he brings to this offense. And I think the fact that he's not out of practice, you know, he's not doing anything, he's really on crutches and in a boot, I think that's got a little people concerned. You know, I think some of the other guys, they're going to come back and they should get back healthy.
All right, top of that injury list was David Deal. The news today that he had surgery to repair some ligament damage in his right thumb. Here's Coach Coughlin on that.
The unfortunate news today is about David Deal. And the doctor felt like he really needed to have this thumb corrected so that he could go forward. And he's been in a lot of pain. He's a tough guy. You know, you'd never even know it until the doctor kind of jumped in, but you know, he'll get this fixed and he'll be back.
Recovery time supposed to be about 6 weeks, Sean. I've been watching these drills with offensive linemen. You've done them for years. There's a lot of this action here, so that thumb has really got to be important to David Deal.
Yeah, I mean, David came out yesterday and he practiced, and they moved him into left guard. But when you're playing with a cast on your hand, which he did, you know, it makes it really tough. It makes you're using your hands so much. I mean, everything is a punch. So I know that David's frustrated with the injury. But for him, you know, the good news for the Giants is they will get him back at some point. But this is extremely frustrating for Dave, and I know he was really looking forward to solidifying his position, whether it be at tackle or at guard, and contributing to this team.
Originally, the Giants were thinking about moving Kevin Booth to center because of David Boss's injury, but they decided it's going to be Jim Cordell, the third-year player out of Ohio State. So here's Tom Coughlin on Cordell's move to center.
Cordell played very well the other night, and we thought that was the move, the best move for now. I mean, we do have that option, but for now, the option that we took is this one. And, you know, we're really excited about the way Cordell played the other night too. So hopefully, he'll keep right on going.
Sean, Jim Cordell played 33 games at Ohio State, played center, guard, tackle. All three positions, started 33 times, 25 games with the Giants. It hasn't started yet, but there's the new-look offensive line for now.
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Listen, I played with Jim Cordell. Jim Cordell, he's a student of the game. He understands this offense. So mentally, he's going to have no issues whatsoever picking up this offense. Physically, I mean, the guy played big-time football at Ohio State Buckeyes. And, you know, I think that for him, he's excited about this opportunity. And Pat Flaherty, I know he's excited for him because Jim Cordell, he's been working his butt off. He deserves this opportunity. He's going to make the most of it.
All right, quick word on the rookie, Justin Pugh. We looked at him closely today. Great footwork is what I thought, and you had some good things to say about him.
Yeah, you know what? Extremely athletic. And I had a chance to watch him at the combine doing the drills, and his feet were definitely his forte. You know, watching him move, the mirror dodge drill whenever they did that. I think the biggest thing for Pugh is just it's the details. It's the little techniques. You know, sometimes he has a tendency to overset defensive ends because he is so quick and so athletic. He gets beat inside right now. Those are things that he can learn and then he can overcome. But the one thing, Mike, that when you watch him block, when he gets his hands on guys, I call him lobster claws, and he locks on the defenders and he does not let them go. So look for Justin Pugh. He'll be finishing his blocks. He's one of those guys that plays through the echo of the whistle. That's the type of guy that Pat Flaherty loves to coach.
We use that word competitive a lot. He is a very competitive guy. When we return, another very competitive offensive lineman joins us, Kevin Booth. Sean O'Hara talks to him as we continue on Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess.
A college football rivalry returns. The Penn State Nittany Lions and the Syracuse Orange kick off the season Saturday, August 31st at 3:30 in MetLife Stadium. Tickets on sale now at Ticketmaster.com.
So the opener for Syracuse and Penn State, August 31st on a Saturday. We welcome you back to Giants Training Camp Live, fueled by Hess. I'm Mike Crispino back here with you. We talked about the offensive line in our first segment. There's some injury issues with David Boss, David Deal out for a little while. It's going to change the configuration of the offensive line. One of the staples in that offensive line, though, remains. He's Kevin Booth. He's joined by Sean O'Hara. They talked just a little while ago.
Boothie.
Yeah.
Big year. All right. We know you as the left guard. You've also moved in and played center. To me, you've been the MVP of this O-line the last couple of years because of your versatility. You did it for the Giants in 2011. You're comfortable in that. There might be the possibility of you moving into center now with the Boss injury. What does that mean to you, and how would moving into center be different for you as opposed to left guard?
Well, you know, it's not much different for me because, you know, with film study, we're studying the interior guys anyways. But in terms of fundamentals and technique, sure, it's different. But I've also been doing it now for several years, so I'm not too worried about it. Whatever combination coach wants to do, that's fine. Willing to do it.
Kevin, it was just announced that David Deal will be out for 6 weeks due to the thumb injury. You know, you already moved over to center at practice yesterday. What does that mean for the offensive line and for you guys having to switch around positions?
Well, we'll find out here shortly on the field. But, you know, obviously you feel badly for Dave because he's somebody who works extremely hard and is a dedicated guy out there. But, you know, the games continue, as Coach always says. So it provides an opportunity for the next people to step up, whether it's Justin Pugh or Jim Cordell or James Brewer, whoever it might be. So, you know, we just got to go out there and work together and try to build some cohesion here before the game.
Your fellow O-lineman, you know, I know you've got the grumpy troll at right guard and Snee. You're alongside Beattie. What's that relationship been like with Beattie now? You guys have played together for the last couple of years. You know, how has he grown as a player? And for you guys, how are you guys working together?
It's crazy when you think about it that it's already been, you know, what is this, his fifth year now. We remember him coming in as a rookie. I'm sure you remember.
Oh, yeah. But Beattie, you go left.
Yeah, basically telling him what to do. But he's grown tremendously. You know, each year you could see his progression. And now I think he's one of the best left tackles in the game.
Well, it's funny, you know, a lot of people talked this offseason about the offensive line play, the defensive line play.
Right.
And it's funny, when you look back on the season, Eli Manning was the least sacked quarterback in the entire NFL last year, only 19 sacks.
Right.
So, you know, what is it about this offense and the offensive linemen? You guys seem to get no love. I mean, we're used to that. We normally don't get any love. But, you know, when you guys are in there and you know that, you know, Eli is leading this offense, I mean, do you really feel like, when you're in that huddle, hey, not many defenses can stop us?
Well, I think that's the way we always are. We're always a confident group. We know that if we're playing up to the best of our abilities, we're very difficult to stop. And I think the main thing going into this year is consistency. I think last year there were many times where we looked like one of the best offenses in the NFL, but there were also far too many times where we looked like a non-playoff team, which ultimately caught up to us at the end of the year. So if we can just build off of our consistency and play well at most of the time, if not all the time, we'll be fine.
Boothie, I appreciate you taking some time. You're ready for practice
here.
You look svelte in the pants.
I
miss hanging out with you guys. I don't necessarily miss training camp practice.
Yeah,
not exactly this part, but good luck this weekend against the Jets. Thanks for the time.
Thank you.
All right, thanks to Sean O'Hara, Kevin Booth. Not many people can stand eye-to-eye, shoulder-to-shoulder and interview Kevin Booth, but Sean O'Hara can do it. There's no more unified unit, I don't think, on a football team than an offensive line. You got five guys. They got to work together play after play after play. Now, two guys are down. So how does that make a guy like Kevin Booth even more important right now?
Well, absolutely. I mean, and Kevin Booth, he has shown his versatility to this team. And really, when I think about Kevin Booth, I think about two games. I think about in 2011 against the 49ers in the NFC Championship game, one of the best T-tackles in the game, Justin Smith. Kevin Booth handled him one-on-one by himself. And then again last year when the Giants went into their own yard and they beat the 49ers, Kevin Booth again handled Justin Smith, one of their best defensive players. So Kevin Booth, he's a very underrated guy, very undervalued to a lot of people, but I know the Giants, they really appreciate having him in this O-line.
Not often do you talk about offensive linemen as skilled players, but in those two games you mentioned, Kevin Booth was a very skilled offensive lineman. We'll return with more of Giants Training Camp Live right here from Quest Diagnostics Training Center. It's fueled by Hess. We'll dig into that defensive line, the superstars of the Giants defense over the years. We'll find out what we're looking at for this year and the defensive tackle position. Welcome back to Giants Training Camp Live. It's fueled by Hess. We're here live at the Quest Diagnostics Training Center where the Giants have been training for a few weeks, getting ready for the 2013 season. A look at the defensive tackles now as we take a look at the Giant depth chart there. They have added some bodies. They've added some space eaters, and the Giants look like they're going to be in good shape in that particular position as we take a look at some of the guys that the offensive lines of the other teams are going to have to face as the season unfolds. Obviously, the Giants play the Jets this Saturday. Let's take a look at one of those defensive tackles, Sean Rogers, along with Anita Marks.
The main thing when we've talked about is just improvement, each individual improving. I think they've done a good job coming in the right frame of mind to accomplish that. And we know if we all improve individually, then we're as a group, then we're going to be where we want to be at the end of training camp. I think he's healthier than he's been since I've been here going into camp. I think he's going to bring a lot to us at the table as a pass rusher, you know, and we got to improve as a run player. JPP is, you know, it's still early. You know, obviously on the field, everybody knows what he can do, and we just got to get him ready to go for the season. He's another one's had the best offseason since I've been with him. I think he'll bring a lot to the table from as far as leadership, but toughness. He brings a lot of toughness to the table. Cohen brings a lot of explosiveness to our defensive line. He's had a great career, and I think this is a great fit for Cohen. Limbo is another one that really did a good job of his conditioning in the offseason. You know, just got to keep working on his explosiveness off of the line of scrimmage, keep his pad level down, and he's, you know, ready to go once we get past. Mike's another very explosive player. He's a lot like Cohen, built a lot like Cohen. Another guy that's going to give us some freedom as far as he can be in there in a run situation or a pass situation. Adrian obviously is a very effective player on special teams, but he's going to bring something to the table, not only as a pass rusher, but I think he's going to bring something to us as a every down player. Sean's a big anchor in there, a big body that presents a lot of problems for offensive lines. Marcus is not with us yet because he's on PUP. He's a very powerful young man inside. Anchors down, can hold double teams. Look for good things on Marcus. Demontre, he's a real long guy, and I really see him contributing early. Jonathan has really done a good job physically, taking care of himself in the offseason. What we can do out there against our offensive line, he's presenting problems. What we want to put on the field is a more physical brand of ball than we saw last year. We want to be the defensive line that's been feared here for the last few years, and sometimes last year was. You know, that's what we keep talking about as a group, bring energy and passion to our defense and be physical.
Line up three. One, two, three.
D-line.
All right, we'll get to Anita Marks and Sean Rogers in just a moment, but Sean, you spent over a decade in this league trying to hold guys like that off. When you look at that group and you hear the descriptions of some of those players. This is one of the more impressive defensive lines the Giants have put together over the years.
Yeah, there's a reason why Coach Nunn, the D-line coach, why he walks around this facility with a big smile on his face, because he knows that when they go out on games, they are wreaking havoc for offensive lines and for quarterbacks. I mean, when you just look at the talented players they have, I mean, some of their second-string defensive tackles could be starting for other teams right now. So they're loaded at both defensive end and defensive tackle. That makes any coach's job a little bit easier. And Perry Fuel, I know he gets excited because he knows he can get to the quarterback with that front four. He doesn't have to blitz a linebacker, blitz a nickel safety or a nickel Sam. He can get pressure on the quarterback with the front four. That makes it a lot easier on every coach.
Yeah, credit to Jerry Reese for addressing a need for the Giants. They had to get better there. So, 6'4", 350, fills gaps, played 156 games in this league with Detroit, Cleveland, New Orleans. He's a seasoned man from the Texas Longhorns, 12 years experience in the NFL. Now, Sean Rogers joins Anita Marks.
Thanks, Mike. So, Sean, last year, unfortunately, you're out because of a blood clot in your leg. How are you feeling this season, and what's your motivation coming back?
I'm feeling good right now. Motivation is just to return and try to be a presence and contribute to the Giants organization.
All right, so you've gone on record to say that the Giants could possibly have the best defensive line in all of the NFL. Why is that?
That's based on the talent that we have, guys that have been here before, like Justin Tuck, Jason Pierre-Paul. We got a lot of veteran leadership, and if we live up to our potential, we have the ability to be that.
Main objective coming into this season is to stop the run. Talk about how the Giants' defensive line is going to help doing that.
Well, hopefully we can be a main cog in that area, provided that we do our jobs, maintain gap integrity, and play with a lot of pressure and upfield presence. We can have an effect on the run this year.
Defensive coordinator Perry Fuel has been tinkering around with the 3-4 defense. You have experience in that. How are you helping this team adjust to that type of scheme of defense?
Hopefully just my ability and my presence in the middle, clogging up the middle, trying to, you know, be massive and be a force in there, and having some previous experience will help us out in that situation.
Well, you definitely are massive. Let's talk about the competition at the defensive tackle position. A lot of guys in. How has the competition been for you?
I mean, it's great. I mean, that's part of training camp. There's going to be competition every year. You got a lot of guys out here that are talented, looking for a job and putting their best foot forward. So, I mean, that's just the nature of the beast.
Well, continued great success at camp.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
You got it. Mike, back to you.
Thank you, Anita. He weighs in at 350. You weighed in at 300. I mean, how do you move a guy like that? It eats up so much space.
Well, it's all about leverage, Mike. And a guy like Sean, he gets a nickname called Big Baby for a reason because he is big. But the one thing we talk about his height and his weight, but the thing that you can't account for until you play him and you see him up close and personal, he is quick for a big fella. He's got a good swim move. He gets by defenders. He can get on the edge.
Now, how many tackles are the Giants going to be able to keep on this roster? We're going to take a look at some of the possibilities for the defensive coordinator, Perry Fuel. They got a good group here. They really do.
You know, Mike, I mean, they got tough decisions, but the good thing is these are all good players. And I think the Giants, they're probably going to end up keeping around 5 D tackles. Colin Jenkins gives him a lot of versatility because he can move out to defensive end. He already did that. I think he was a steal of free agency. But when you look at Sean Rogers, where he talked about him, I think he's a lock to make this team. I think Jonathan Hankins, the draft pick, he's going to make this team. And really what I think it's going to come down to is Marvin Austin. You know, this is his third year. He doesn't really have a whole lot of experience, but really he's competing with Mike Patterson. And Mike Patterson, listen, this guy gave us fits when he was down in Philly. I remember Chris Snee, myself, Rich Soibert, Kevin Booth talking about, man, how are we going to block this guy? I mean, we voted for him for the Pro Bowl for a couple of years. So, I mean, Mike Patterson makes this team because you cannot afford to let a guy like that get back on the streets. Not only in the run game, but Mike Patterson, he has unbelievable hands. He is so slippery for such a big guy. So I think that's going to be a good battle to watch.
It definitely is. So let me get this. You vote for the Pro Bowl for guys that get by you into the backfield?
He never beat me.
Never mind.
He beat Snee.
He never beat him. All right, we return with more Giants Training Camp Live. Anita Marks joins us. We've got Twitter questions to answer, so stay with us.
It's time for today's Giants Training Camp Play of the Day. David Carr back to throw, looking deep for Marcus Harris with the unbelievable leaping over-the-shoulder catch, beating Tremaine McBride. That's today's Giants Training Camp Play of the Day.
Good stuff, the play of the day. We return with Giants Training Camp Live, and here is Anita Marks. That means Twitter time. We've got questions. Sean O'Hara has answers.
We do, and our questions, of course, come from Giants fans. A reminder, you can find us on Twitter at Giants. Make sure you include that hashtag GiantsCamp for all your questions and comments. It's time to go, big fella. You ready?
Let's rock and roll.
All right, here we go. Number one, should Giants fans be worried about the offensive line with all the injuries that they've suffered so far, Sean?
Absolutely not, Anita. And there is no panic at the disco for this.
Okay? I like
and
that.
For two reasons. Number one, because you have Pat Flaherty, the best offensive line coach in the NFL. He has these guys prepared. He has tip sheets that he gives out. For most teams, it's a quick little note card. It's three pages. So these guys are going to be prepared. And then the second reason, Anita, is they're going to get these guys back. Dave Deal is going to come back. David Boss is going to come back. So all is not lost with these guys.
A chance that maybe Sean O'Hara is going to come out of retirement?
Ask me that question week 10 when the Giants are 9-1, and maybe I'll give you a different answer.
Here we go. Question number two. This is from TNT from NYC. Wants to know, who will be the fifth wide receiver on the roster? This is a good competition going on right now.
Yeah, it really is. And Anita, right now, I mean, the Giants are just trying to find five healthy receivers. But I really think Jarrell Jernigan is the guy that's going to be the number five receiver for this team. I think he has shown in training camp that he can create separation from the defenders. He does a great job of catching the football away from his body with his hands. And then the other thing is, if you're going to be that fifth receiver on a football team, you have to find a way to contribute via special teams. You have to find a way to do other things. He has that ability, both punt return and kickoff return. He can contribute on special teams.
And we saw from Jernigan today a good practice session, good catches. But as a guy in his third year, when is a skilled player supposed to be able to make it in this league?
Well, I think for the wide receivers, you know, it's all about timing, and really it's all about getting in rhythm with your quarterback. So for Jarrell, I think he understands this offense being his third year. Like you said, he understands what Eli's trying to do, what Kevin Gilbride's trying to do. So to me, the game is slowing down for him, and you could tell because when the game slows down, guys start getting confident. And when I watch him out of practice, he knows he's decisive with his route running. He knows where he's supposed to be in this offense.
And Kevin Hardy's another guy that looked good today, made some catches, gets downfield, gets behind people.
Yeah, Hardy, he's got that extra gear. I mean, he's creating a burst, and he's creating separation. He's getting behind the defenders. He made a couple nice catches as we were watching practice down in the end zone, running that fade route, jumping over some defensive backs.
And there is Hardy making the catch in camp today. On the long pass downfield, able to do it a couple of different times. We have another question. We have two more.
So here we go. What do you think is the Giants' defensive biggest question mark heading into preseason game number three against the Jets on Saturday night?
Well, Anita, for me, it's the linebackers. And it's not so much that they're a question mark talent level. It's just a question mark of who's going to be the three linebackers. I know Dan Connor's been competing with Herzlick. I think Connor's going to get the start again. I think Herzlick, you know, he's a good guy because he could play all three positions. But then Keith Rivers, he's looked really physical, looked really good. And then Spencer Paysinger. So will those three be the guys that start week one? That's, I think, the biggest question mark for the Giants.
Real quick, what do you want to see on Saturday night?
I want to see some energy, Anita. I want to see these guys get fired up. This is no longer a scrimmage.
You just got me fired up.
Yeah, let's get excited. This is the third game. Okay, the starters are going to play a bulk of this game. And then I want to see some efficiency. No more sloppy football. I get it. The first 2 weeks, you get limited practices, only one practice a day in training camp. But I want to see no penalties. I don't want to see the ball touch the ground. If you're playing for the New York Giants, ball security and catch everything, this should be a clean game.
Yeah, both. Well, you said the first two games are kind of like scrimmages. This is going to be the real thing. And they're playing an arch rival. And there's going to be some interesting subplots.
And they're playing for the Snoopy Trophy.
Something on the
line.
That's
important.
Yeah.
Something on the line. All right. Thanks to Anita Mark, Sean O'Hara. Thanks to you for joining us on Giants Training Camp Live. We wrap it up with another show tomorrow right here live from the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. It's fueled by Hess. I'm Mike Crispino. Thanks for joining us. See you tomorrow.